Truth News Network. It's time for Real News
without the spin.
The only place you'll find it is at TNN,
the Truth News Network.
Here's your political ringmaster,
your host,
Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to TruthNewsNet.org. I'm glad you joined me here today, and you need to humor me today. We're going to step away from politics. Well, actually, today's topic deals with politics and in every other area of American life. We're going to discuss desperation. Think about this with me. Do you, like me, sometimes reach a moment of desperation? Have you ever looked at life circumstances as they pertain to you and think, I don't understand what's happening. I do not know why this is happening to me. I do not know what to do about all of this. If you have ever felt this way or feel that way right now, you're certainly not alone. In fact, if you've never felt that way, you probably are alone. Let's face facts. Life circumstances that sometimes overwhelm not only are normal for most, it is usual from time to time to experience it. Experiences beyond our control that surface in our lives fairly often is normal. When do these uncontrollable circumstances morph into desperation, though? That's a big question. Let's look at the dictionary and the definition of desperation. Webster defines it as loss of hope and surrender to despair. Okay, so what is despair? Webster defines despair as the utter loss of hope. Now, wait a minute. This is getting a bit confusing. Loss of hope is the common denominator of these definitions. I'll bite. What is hope? Hope is, again according to Webster, to cherish a desire with anticipation, to want something to happen or be true. Now we're getting somewhere. Hope is the first of these feelings, desperation, despair, the utter loss of hope, that we control. Now, we've all heard the word faith used in multiple frames of reference in our lives. Maybe in your wedding, you used in your vows the word faithful. It may have been about your favorite NFL team's pending ball game. Like, I have faith the Saints will beat the Rams. We've all heard the word. We've all said the word. But what does the word faith mean? Let's not go to Webster for the definition. This time, let's go to the Bible. Wait a minute. We can't talk religion in this story. How do you get away with that? Simple. It's my blog. Now, faith. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Let me repeat that. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. That's the New International Version of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the first verse. The same verse from the King James Version says this: faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now we're getting somewhere. In most instances, when we get desperate, we've lost faith in a situation getting better. We've given up. It may be a problem with a child that just seems to achieve no resolution, no matter how hard we try. Maybe it's in another relationship, a relationship with a spouse, a friend, a fellow worker. Sometimes desperation sets in when a close friend or family member with whom we have a close bond find themselves in circumstances that are too intense for them. And we're so close to them, we feel their desperation and make the desperation feeling our own. By way of clarity, I am not a medical, mental health professional or expert. So don't get me wrong. But at my age, my life is full of experiences with a whole lot of folks from many places, many different walks of life, who have diverse circumstances. That means diverse problems. Throughout my 6+ decades on Earth, I've seen much desperation surface with many faces in some of those. One does not need to be a pro to see the differences of reactions by people to determine which escapes from desperation are successful and which fail. I've seen miraculous escapes from desperation, from a multitude of common and strange circumstances, to examples of total failure and suicide. But in certainty, we can say the results of actions taken by anyone to end desperation that result in deeper desperation are never the correct ones. It has been my almost universal experience with desperation that there is one way out and one way only. The only sure way out is faith. Faith in an answer. Faith in some source of that answer. And ultimately, faith in our Creator. If you routinely attend church, you certainly have heard messages about faith. But hearing those messages about faith that one can turn into faith are two different things. To use faith to dump desperation, getting a grasp of what faith is and how to obtain and use it during those desperate circumstances, or most often, for most of us, a conundrum. So how do we get our arms around faith? I can promise you this, there's no magic in that process. There's no secret formula for faith. Seldom are there lightning flashes or thunder when faith shows up. I don't want to trivialize its importance. The Bible even makes it clear how critical faith is to our well-being in the 14th chapter of Romans. Everything that does not come from faith is sin. Wow. Romans 14. Everything that does not come from faith is sin. Now don't get confused. Put the two verses together, and you'll be able to better understand what faith is and faith's importance. By its definition, it's just a little piece of what we hope for, whether literally if we're looking for tangible and material results, or even if our desire results are intangible. What we're hoping for is not visible to us at that time, but we can get results when we trust that the little piece we see is in fact proof that we will see the final results. Does that make sense to you? Well, let me just give you an example that I can understand. Let's try this. A guy named Bubba finds beautiful young Judy at school and falls in love. She is breathtakingly gorgeous. But because of her beauty, every boy in school wants to date her. Bubba, one day, sheepishly runs into Judy in the hallway and says hello. To Bubba's surprise, she smiles back. So, Bubba introduces himself, and Judy immediately quips, "I know who you are. I've been watching you." Things begin to gel between the pair, and soon they start dating. They become inseparable, together all the time that each has from their other responsibilities. It doesn't take long for Bubba to realize that Judy is the only one for him, for life. After graduation, he decides to pop the big question, and to his surprise, Judy agrees to marry him. They are officially now engaged. They set a wedding date 10 months down the road. Judy is still beautiful, still desirous to other guys who want to date her. But she's now engaged to Bubba. Judy promised to marry him. Bubba must make a decision about their relationship. Should he trust Judy's commitment to spend the rest of her life with him? Or should Bubba worry about outside influences, like other guys? He wants her by his side for life, and he's committed for life to her and only her. Though she made the same commitment to him, What should he do to make sure she fulfills her commitment? The answer is simple. Bubba can go down that road of care and concern about Judy and her commitment. That ultimately leads to worry and concern. Sometimes that results in even desperation. Remember, desperation comes from circumstances that are not always real, but perceived circumstances can also result in desperation. So that is obviously not the real answer Bubba needs. There is an alternative, faith. You cannot see faith. You cannot touch faith. But it is necessary for us to make it through life circumstances that we have no control of. We must have faith to get to that wedding date in one piece. So, how did Bubba do that? How do we do that? Faith. Bubba's faith came from the fact he nurtured a personal relationship with Judy during that 10-month period. By knowing her, he received through that the substance of her commitment to a lifetime with him. The evidence of what Bubba was hoping for, marriage, the trust he garnered during that year from the relationship that developed. That is an example of faith that we should all be able to grasp. You know, there's actually a funny faith example that may seem ridiculous, but it's a little simpler illustration of faith. A couple had two sons, Billy and Tommy. Tommy was an eternal optimist. He seldom cried, seldom even frowned. He stayed happy all the time. Billy seemed to be just like other children. Well, one would think parents would be thrilled with a child like Tommy, but both worried that he would not grow up knowing the harsh realities that life can bring. Billy seemed to be a realist, so their parents weren't concerned about him, gave that not even a second thought. One Christmas, the father had an idea. He said to his wife, "We need to shock Tommy into reality. All we're going to give Tommy for Christmas is a bag of animal poop. That will teach him what reality is." And that's what they did. Christmas morning, both boys joined their parents to open presents. Billy had 3 or 4 neatly wrapped gifts that he grabbed and unwrapped. Tommy waited until Billy was through, and then he opened his only gift, that bag of poop. The moment he saw the present's contents, he jumped up and started running through the house from room to room, slamming doors, squealing all the while. His dad followed him, stopped him from running, and said this to his son, "Tommy, you just got a bag of poop for Christmas and nothing else. Why could you possibly be so excited?" Tommy pushed past his dad, headed out to the garage, and shouted as he opened the garage door, "I got a bag of poop. I'm going to find my pony." You get it, don't you? When Tommy saw the poop, he knew he held the evidence of what he hoped for. He wanted a pony and had dreamed of getting one for Christmas. That poop was the substance of the hope for a pony and the evidence there was one. He just had to find it. You know, every time we face a crisis in our lives, we have just 2 choices to make. Do we take it head on, knowing that no matter how bad those circumstances are, sometimes bad things happen to good people? Or do we in desperation fall to pieces crying, "Woe is me"? Or do we make the other choice to believe that whatever the situation is, there is or are solutions to this crisis that will be available to me that I don't know about right now, but I will find them and I will get this taken care of? Faith is critical for those circumstances in which we know we have no solution, like serious illness, financial crisis, etc. We have those 2 choices and those 2 choices only. So when they show up at your house, I encourage you to turn away from the temptation to embrace desperation and opt for grabbing and holding on to faith to get through whatever's happening to you. It's always a choice. It's always our choice. Oh, by the way, Bubba and Judy remain happily married 43 years later. Actually, on Valentine's Day, it will be 44 years. And that's a true story, I know for a fact. You know how I know for a fact? My nickname is Bubba. Hey, thank you so much for sharing this time with me, and thanks for agreeing and listening to a little straying away from our normal political stories that we discuss here. You have a great day. We'll be back soon. Want to see you here at truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody.
Not just political, not just lifestyle, but always relevant.
Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.